So I moved to the United States when I was 10 years old, and at that time I really didn't know much English. So the first day when I went to school there, it was very memorable. I remember that it was really hard interacting with all the students and teachers because no one there could really speak Chinese. So I had to rely on a lot of guessing, a lot of body gestures, and I even had like a physical dictionary with me so I could translate what they were saying to me.
How did you overcome this kind of difficulty?
The elementary school that I went to had a ESL class for foreign students, so I was in that ESL class for about 1.5 years, and that really helped me get used to the English language.
How do you feel about going to a place where people just speak English?
Can you say it again?
How did you feel when you went to a place where people just speak English and the normal Chinese?
Like right now?
At
Or
the time, yeah.
at that time? I was a little scared because I was only like 10 years old. So, and also it was really hard making friends at that time because of the language barrier.
Do you have any memorable English reading experience?
This also has to do with learning English in America. When I was there, I tried a number of reading materials to help me. And I remember that the most helpful experience was going to the public library there and checking out a lot of children's books, which are designed for maybe 4 or 5 year olds. And those books had pictures that had really simple sentences and words. So just by looking at those books, I could really improve my vocabulary and grammar.
So you just read it yourself, or your parent read it with you?
Yeah, my parents knew a bit more English than I did, so they helped me they helped me follow along with the books, but a lot of time I also read the books on my own using dictionaries.
So do you read English for now?
Right now, actually, I'm more comfortable reading English books than Chinese books.
Do you have a favorite one?
My favorite English novel, I would say, is Brave New World.
Why do I like this book?
The book is set in a fictitious world that is perhaps 100, 200 years from now, and it's really eye-opening because the society described in that book is so different from ours today, and it kind of warns us what can go wrong with societies.
Do you have a favorite part in the story?
That's a bit hard to answer. Yeah.
So usually, how do you choose a book to read?
To be honest, I haven't done a lot of reading on my own, but because I took a lot of advanced classes in school, there were a lot of required readings, a lot of novels that we just had to read, including Brave New World.